Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5:30. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at today's headlines. A 55-year-old man has been jailed for 5 years and disqualified from driving for 15 years for dangerous driving causing the death of a 34-year-old woman in Lifford in July 2021. The mother of Leona Harper, who died in the Chrysler tragedy, says ambulance personnel should not have to go on strike. Plans to redevelop a former Garda barracks on St Orange Road in Buncrana have reached a new stage, and planning permission has been approved for the redevelopment of the old Milford Hotel. All these stories in full and more coming up, and we will have a full update of all the sport with Oisin at around 5:45. But first, a 55-year-old man has been jailed for 5 years and disqualified from driving for 15 years for dangerous driving causing the death of a 34-year-old woman in Lifford during July 2021. Sean Connaughton of Dullargy Avenue, Dundalk, County Louth, pleaded guilty to dangerous driving causing the death of Laura Connolly, failing to remain at the scene, driving without insurance and driving without a licence, according to RTE. The mother of a teenager who died in the Chrysler tragedy says ambulance personnel should not have to go on strike. Donna Harper has spoken out in support of those on the picket line today in a row over pay and conditions, with further action planned for the next consecutive Tuesdays should there be no resolution. Donna lost her daughter Leona in the blast in October of 2022 at the age of 14. She says on that day she experienced firsthand the tough job that crews face.
An ambulance personnel, they're the frontline workers. They work day and night. They're like life services here in Donegal and throughout Ireland. They should not have to stand on a street and look for what they clearly deserve. Obviously, me and my family know firsthand on the 7th of October 2022 when 10 people were killed in Chrysler, our daughter, one of them, Leona. And them guys went above and beyond on that day, you know, to help in any kind of a way that they could. And that includes the hospital services as well. They've done everything possible. And obviously that was one of the biggest disasters in the history of the state. But everyday services that they do are absolutely amazing. And these people are amazing at what they do. They're not just an ambulance driver. They're qualified people in what they do and saving lives and helping people the best that they possibly can. And I do not think that people like that should be standing on a street with pickets looking for what they clearly deserve. I mean, the government really need to step up here and give these guys what they totally deserve.
Well, the Taoiseach is calling for the strikes to end, while SIPTU says the HSE must introduce enhanced pay scales to recognise advanced training and increased responsibilities. Around 20 paramedics joined the picket line at Letterkenny University Hospital today. Among them was Sean Marley, who has worked with the ambulance service in Donegal for over 20 years. He said there's been a significant change in that time.
We never should have been standing out. Like, we should be working on the backs of ambulances, and that's where we should be today. Like, and unfortunately, this is where we're standing here, and we're going to end up standing here for the 24 hours, and possibly next week, the end of it goes on to that. Like, the union's strong at the minute, our staff are strong, we're standing strong here, and we're going to stand strong.
What's the plans for the likes of next week if there is no resolution?
There's going to be a 48-hour strike next week, Tuesday and Wednesday. And the following week then it'll be Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday.
Just whenever we were speaking earlier, you had made reference to the difference in the training level from whenever you started to what it is now. Can you just sort of talk me through that difference?
The difference that's in level when I started, it was 6 weeks. Now it's a 3-year course now, like. And we have upskilled over the last 20 years up into that level. The paramedics that's coming out now is actually coming out with a degree. And we have upskilled to that as well. But there's no pay for that, like. They're ignoring the finance, the money for it, like.
Plans to redevelop a former Garda barracks on St Orange Road in Buncrana have reached a new stage as a funding application is set to be submitted by Donegal County Council. This will be to the Rural Regeneration and Development Fund with up to €10 million available. Once completed, it will be a modern enterprise centre providing office space to Buncrana. Local councillor Fionn Bradley says he hopes it will be a game changer for the area.
Yeah, so I'm delighted, Ryan, to be able to confirm that the old Garda barracks on St Orange Road, the council have confirmed this afternoon that a funding application is going to be submitted to the Rural Regeneration and Development Fund for that project. So up to €10 million can be obtained in funding to redevelop it. Planning permission was approved for the project back in September. And when it's completed, it will be a brand new purpose-built enterprise centre right in the heart of Buncrana, and it will have some much-needed office accommodation, and it will be there for small businesses to use and to be able to grow and develop.
And this is big news for the local business economy in Buncrana. What impact do you expect this to have? Do you expect businesses to now look at Buncrana as a more attractive option to relocate?
Absolutely, no question about it. So it will be a very similar project to the Innovation Hub, which is just down the road from it in the former Town Council office, albeit it will be an enterprise centre. The focus won't be on digital technologies and innovation in that sense. But I absolutely do expect that it will open the door to new businesses and existing businesses to now come to Buncrana and to be able to use the centre to grow and expand their business, because a very serious issue we have in the town is a lack of available office space and accommodation. So this will hopefully be a game changer in that regard for the town of Buncrana.
Planning permission has been approved for the redevelopment of the old Milford Hotel. The decision has been welcomed by local councillor Declan Meehan, who says the development is set to include a coffee shop, creche, gym and spa facilities. Councillor Meehan says it will bring more life into the centre of Milford.
It's fantastic news for Milford. Look, this is, I suppose, a building that has been empty and derelict for 20-odd years. It used to be the absolute heart of Milford. I certainly remember that as a child, and many other people remember it for a lot longer, but for too long it has been lying derelict and as an eyesore in the town. There were concerns over recent years over the safety of the building, and that was something that I had pushed for in the council for assessments. But this is a really good day that the permission has been granted for its redevelopment. It'll bring more life into the centre of Milford itself and onto the main street. And I'm delighted for the developer there, Seamus Kelly, who is investing money into Milford through this project, and will bring the Milford Hotel building back into use in the community with a creche, coffee shop, gym and a spa as well. So it'll be fantastic development in Milford.
A man in his 30s was arrested in Donegal yesterday during a cross-border operation targeting organised crime. There were searches in Donegal, Sligo, Monaghan, Laois and Tyrone. On today's Greg Hughes Show, Garda Sarah McDermott outlined the scope of this operation.
More than 100 Gardaí conducted a search operation in conjunction with our PSNI colleagues as part of the investigations into an organised crime gang we suspected of being involved in drug dealing and money laundering offences. The searches were conducted at 15 residential addresses in East Donegal and Letterkenny, 4 in the Sligo town area, 1 in Monaghan and 1 in County Laois. A man in his 30s was arrested in County Donegal and is currently being detained at a station in the Garda Northwestern region. Searches were also conducted in County Tyrone by our colleagues in the Police Service of Northern Ireland. This was led by detectives from the Donegal Division, and this operation was supported by the Garda National Drug and Organised Crime Bureau, the Armed Support Unit, the Garda Dog Unit and detectives from Sligo and Monaghan. More than €26,000 in cash, £12,000 in sterling and quantities of cocaine, cannabis and tablets with an estimated street value of €40,000 were seized by Gardaí during these searches, as well as mobile phones and other electronic devices. At present, investigations are ongoing.
A councillor in the Donegal Municipal District is calling for a public consultation to take place before planning permission is granted to McCafferty's Bar to expand their premises in Donegal Town. Councillor Jimmy Brogan says while he welcomes investment, any investment which could risk the unique reputation of Donegal Town must be very carefully considered. On today's Greg Hughes Show, Councillor Brogan raised concern that this proposed expansion will not see many benefits to the local economy.
Because I would argue that this kind of development will not bring nothing to McGee's, bring nothing to the ice cream shop, it'll bring nothing to own a design or any of the restaurants around Donegal Town. It'll bring a lot of people to Donegal Town on a Friday night and a Saturday night, but they leave again later on a Friday night and Saturday night.
The Assembly at Stormont has been told plans for a new football stadium in Strabane have been delayed for years due to inaction from the Department of Infrastructure. The issue was raised by West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan, who said there is widespread support for the Strabane Athletic Football Club plan locally, but the delay is being caused elsewhere. He claimed this is symptomatic of the way projects west of the River Ban are treated and said Sinn Féin must take some of the blame.
The planning application for this stadium was submitted in February 2018. There were no objections to the application. It had overwhelming community backing. It was unanimously supported at the planning committee in Strabane Derry District Council. Yet the department decided to call it in anyway and has sat on it for years, the same with a legal application in the City of Derry. 8 years on a desk. The Planning Appeals Commission took place finally in September, and the report, to my knowledge, has been sitting on the Minister for Infrastructure's desk since November 2025. The Minister for Infrastructure has not answered questions for me as the MLA for the constituency. There's been no decision, no explanation, no urgency whatsoever. Meanwhile, the people behind this club have spent tens of thousands of pounds trying to get this over the line. Local volunteers have given years of their lives and efforts to be ignored by government. Communities west of the ban feel ignored. This is a great project. In fact, it's exactly the sort of project, Deputy Speaker, that Sinn Féin politicians stand up and praise when the cameras are on. But when it comes to actually delivering it, suddenly delays start, excuses begin, and people suffer the consequences. Well, the people of Strabane are tired of waiting, and they're tired of watching this department hide behind paperwork while local people do the heavy lifting. It's time that Sinn Féin, with the big mandate they have in West Tyrone, did something for the people of Strabane, because when it comes to Strabane Athletic, comes to the A5, they're failing miserably on a daily basis.
Detectives in Derry are appealing for information following reports that shots had been fired at a property in the Creggan area last evening. The PSNI says after receiving a number of reports of loud bangs in the Circular Road area, officers attended and discovered a number of gunshot strikes to the front door of a property. The resident was not home at the time. Police are appealing to anyone who may have witnessed any suspicious vehicles in the area or to anyone who may have CCTV, doorbell or other footage that could assist them to get in touch. Two weekend assaults are being investigated by Gardaí, one in Milford, the other in Letterkenny. Both occurred in the early hours of Sunday morning, as Donna Marie Doherty now reports.
Gardaí say in Milford at approximately 1:05 on Sunday morning, a man reported that he'd been assaulted on Church Road by another man who was not known to him. The injured man attended Letterkenny University Hospital to receive treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. Meanwhile, on Letterkenny's Lower Main Street at approximately 2:50 the same morning, a man reported that he'd been assaulted by another man who was wearing a white t-shirt with a Guinness logo on the front and back, blue jeans and grey and white Nike trainers. The attacker was approximately 6 feet tall, in his early 20s, and had dirty blonde or brown hair. Again, the man who was attacked sustained non-life-threatening injuries. In both cases, Gardaí are appealing for information and dashcam footage.
It is 18 minutes to 6 on Highland Radio. All the sport with Oisin after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to start your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It is 4:45 in Highland Radio, and Oisin Kelly is at the sports desk.
Thanks, Ryan. We're going to start with international football. Michael O'Neill is set to remain as Northern Ireland manager and won't take the Blackburn job permanently. He's been interim boss at Rovers since February, guiding them to championship safety, but always said he couldn't do both roles long term. O'Neill now aims to take his country back to the Euros for the first time since 2016. Rory Finneran has stated that his aim is to make his international debut this weekend. The Newcastle United midfielder was drafted into the Republic of Ireland squad for this week's training camp in Spain. He has revealed that his father's family are from Sligo, where he spent a lot of time during his youth. The 18-year-old is intent on featuring in the friendly match against Granada.
Yeah, obviously that's the goal for this week. I think it's up to me in training and that, and doing what I can to impress and show that I could play at that level. So yeah, no, really looking forward to it, and hopefully get some minutes.
Cross channel, Hull City await the winners of tonight's second championship playoff semi-final. Middlesbrough and Southampton are set to do battle for a place in the Wembley decider. St Mary's host the second leg this evening with a tie at nil-all from the opening game from Saturday. That one gets underway at 8 o'clock. Kilmarnock have a chance to secure their premiership status in Scotland tonight. A win at Rugby Park against Dundee would see Kilmarnock guarantee themselves a third from bottom finish. St Mirren need to beat Aberdeen to have any hope of avoiding the relegation playoff. Elsewhere, bottom side Livingston will take on Dundee United. And in the Irish League Premiership, the playoff final for qualification into the Conference League sees Linfield taking on Dungannon Swifts, and that one starts at 7:45. To racing, after his victory yesterday in Windsor, Donegal jockey Oisín Orr was back in the winner's enclosure this afternoon. He won on board Coolery at 9-2 for trainer Sam England, and that race was run at Beverley. Well, Dylan Brown McMonagall is also back in action this evening. Last year's champion jockey has been in fine form over the past few days, where he picked up 7 wins since last Friday. He rides in Killarney this evening, as does fellow Donegal man Luke McAteer. Plus, there's also a jumps meet taking place in Sligo. In Gaelic Games, Mark McHugh's Westmeath have been handed a boost ahead of Sunday's Leinster football final against Dublin. Forward John Heslin has reportedly made a comeback to the panel. He's the Lake County's all-time leading scorer and announced his retirement last year. But according to reports, the 33-year-old is back in training with the county. Despite struggling with injuries, McHugh has guided Westmeath to 3 championship wins on the bounce en route to the final. Former Donegal player Frank McGlynn was among the guests on last night's DL debate with Brendan Devaney. Along with GA sports writer Kieran Cunningham, they threw their eyes over the All-Ireland Championship and offered their thoughts on Donegal's situation ahead of the trip to play Kerry on Saturday week. It's going to be a tough challenge for Donegal, no doubt about it, down in Killarney. But Frank McGlynn has suggested that if Donegal are in contention late in the second half, it's the small things that could turn the tie in their favour.
I suppose the one big thing from the games that we're seeing now is, you know, it's players' actions on the pitch, you know, that is turning games, whether they're planned or scripted or organised, or whether it's just players taking it on themselves to go and do something, or to go and win the game, or to go and influence the game for their team. There's pivotal moments, you know, while they mightn't look like much, but it's those small little moments where the ball's won the tight sideline, or you break out of a high press and get down the field, or you get a turnover from a high press that seems to be just turning games on their head. And when you have a game of football, you know, that's a fine line like that, I think any team is capable of beating each other, and that's pretty much got to be the motto and the thoughts of Donegal heading down to Killarney, that, you know, they're going to be in the game hopefully with 15-20 minutes to go, and with the right decision making and the right action from the players in the pitch, they're going to be good enough to go and get the one.
That's Frank McGlynn speaking on the DL debate last night with Brendan Devaney, which is available now to listen back to online at highlandradio.com. Finally in boxing, Lewis Crocker will defend his IBF welterweight title against Australian Liam Parra in Brisbane on July 24th. The Belfast fighter will be involved in a contest that will take place at the Pat Rafter Arena. The 29-year-old won the title with a split decision verdict over Limerick's Paddy Donovan at Windsor Park last September. And that's it from the sports desk for today here in Highland. We'll be back with more as usual tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisín. The Foyle Network Foundation says a cash injection of over £30,000 following a weekend television show will help enormously in its work. Derry Girl star Jamie Lee O'Donnell won the money on the television show Catchphrase. The non-profit, based in the Springtown area of the city, aims to eradicate hunger and poverty in the Foyle area. The Foyle Network Foundation says, as well as raising money, Jamie Lee O'Donnell shone a light on the vital work it does. The network's director is Karen Mullen.
We certainly didn't expect. We had every confidence in her that she would do well. But as you know, we would have been delighted any amount helps us. But you know, the times that we're in now, you know, we're already planning for winter. Given what's happening in the Middle East and the increased fuel and food, and it's already impacting families. And we're seeing that people are struggling at the minute, and we're going into the summer period. We expect that come the winter, if this remains, you know, we're going to see more people in need of our service, and more people who can't donate either. So this money will make such a difference to get us over this winter period and help support more local people.
Alongside the financial lift that's there, do you think being named on national TV in that way, it brings more attention to the charity as well? Do you hope for more donations from people that might not have known before, and even maybe volunteers to come in as well?
Yes, I think you raise a really, really good point, because it is so much more to us than the money, whilst that is the practical help. Jamie Lee was able to say a wee bit about the charity and tell people that we are more than a food bank. We do offer that wide range of support, which I was delighted, because I didn't know how much of that she was going to get across. So certainly we're hoping, not just with the TV, but also the press interest that has come, you know, beforehand and afterwards, that we're getting the message out there and, you know, the support we provide. So hopefully it just raises our profile to both, as you say, donors, new volunteers, and also letting people know that need our support that we're here, and it is more than food.
Gardaí are investigating a hit-and-run traffic collision which happened in Bundoran on Saturday. The incident occurred on the R267 at Tullahan Roundabout. Donal Kavanagh has more.
At 7:15 on Saturday evening, a motorist was waiting at the roundabout when their car was rear-ended by a black Toyota Yaris with a partial registration of 132SO. The motorist in front pulled in on the N15 when they exited the roundabout, but the driver of the Yaris failed to stop. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who may have travelled along the N15, the R267 or the area of Tullahan roundabout on Saturday evening between 7:15 with a dash cam to make that footage available. They're also urging anyone who witnessed the collision to contact Ballyshannon Gardaí on 071 98 585 30.
Donegal County Council's Island Committee is at risk of becoming a talking shop. That's according to Councillor Mia Colin McGillagh Asbug, who says that the committee needs to be much more proactive in its work. He says a shortage of staff in the marine section is curtailing what the council can do, and that's hampering the ability of the committee to achieve its goals.
Well, let's be very, very clear when it comes to Cochin Nillan. That view is not just my view. You heard through that meeting that it was the views of many others, both other councillor and from some of the island community, that there is a frustration. There is a frustration that we're coming in here every quarter, for me particularly this last 12 years, and asking nearly the same question. Now, am I saying there's nothing getting done? No, that's not what I'm saying at all. And I stated clearly some of the projects that I very, very much welcomed and projects that I'd be very much involved in myself. That said, as much as I welcome all that, the fact is that there's still far more work that we could do. For example, if we had more employment and more staff in the Department of the Marine, it would mean that we could apply for projects similar that we see in the West Coast. And fair play to the ones down the west who are getting multi-million projects built. Piers, like if you take Kairani and Aaron Moore, we need work done on that there for the last 30, 40 years. Now, we've applied this year for it, but why didn't we apply many other years ago? The slip in Ellen Hardy needs to be looked at. The KSD in Inishbofin, the KSD in Ola. So there's a lot of work that we could do if we had the staff in, but we don't have the staff in place. And that doesn't take away from the staff that's there at the moment.
On the weather tonight, scattered showers will extend southwards over the region. Some will be heavy, with temperatures of 3 to 6 degrees with moderate to fresh westerly winds, stronger near Atlantic coast. Tomorrow will be cool, breezy day with sunshine and showers, some heavy. Highest temperatures of 10 to 12 degrees with fresh, gusty northwesterly winds. A look back at today's main stories. A 55-year-old man has been jailed for 5 years and disqualified from driving for 15 years for dangerous driving causing the death of a 34-year-old woman in Lifford during July 2021. Sean Connaughton of Dullargy Avenue, Dundalk, County Louth, pleaded guilty to dangerous driving causing the death of Laura Connolly, failing to remain at the scene, driving without insurance and driving without a licence, according to RTE. The mother of Leona Harper, who died in the Chrysler tragedy, says ambulance personnel should not have to go on strike. It comes as around 2,000 National Ambulance Service workers nationwide are striking until 8 a.m. tomorrow in a row over paying conditions, with further action planned. Donna Harper says she has experienced firsthand the tough job that crews face. The Taoiseach is calling for the strikes to end, while SIPTU says the HSE must introduce enhanced pay scales to recognise advanced training and increased responsibilities. Around 20 paramedics joined the picket line at Letterkenny University Hospital today. Among them was Sean Marley, who has worked with the ambulance service in Donegal for over 20 years. He said there's been significant changes in that time. Plans to redevelop a former Garda barracks on St Oran's Road in Buncrana have reached a new stage as a funding application is set to be submitted by Donegal County Council. This will be to the Rural Regeneration and Development Fund with up to €10 million available. Once completed, it will be a modern enterprise centre providing office space to Buncrana. Local councillor Fiona Bradley says he hopes it will be a game changer for the area. And planning permission has been approved for the redevelopment of the old Milford Hotel. The decision has been welcomed by local councillor Declan Meehan, who says the development is set to include a coffee shop, creche, gym and spa facilities. Councillor Meehan says it will bring more life to the centre of Milford. And that's all for the newsroom for now. We'll be back with news in full again at 7 o'clock.
The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, May 12th. The death has taken place of Bridie Coyle of Sheshganbeg, Derrybeg. Her remains will repose at Rorty's funeral home, Derrybeg, today until 8 o'clock and tomorrow from 3 o'clock until 8 o'clock, rosaries nightly at 8 p.m. Removal to her late residence tomorrow night after rosary to repose overnight. House private to family only on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass will take place on Thursday at 11 o'clock in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Dunluey. Burials afterwards in Mahragown Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page and on the church webcam via MCN Media. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu to Donegal Cancer Flights and Services, care of any family member or Kieran Rorty Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Pat McGuigan, 17 Ashgrove Park, Strabane, and formerly of Main Street, Fintana, reposing at his home this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 12 noon, followed by interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. No flowers, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Daniel Danny Gallagher, Ballylochan Brookless, formerly of St John's Point, Dunkaneely. Remains are reposing at the family home at Ballylochan Brookless today until rosary at 9 o'clock and again tomorrow from 12 noon until rosary at 9. Funeral mass on Thursday at 12 noon in the Church of St Joseph and St Connell Brookless with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Harbour Light Nursing Home Patients Comfort Fund or the RNLI, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Michael Joseph Breslin, 34, Clochfadraig, Carndonagh, formerly of Carobeg, Leckamy. Michael's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Thursday at 10:20 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Columbus Church, Ballinacrae, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Carndonagh Community Hospital, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to HighlandRadio.com.